From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Yesterday, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to a residence on Three Creeks Road in Willow Creek for the report of a burglary that had just taken place. According to the reporting party, two unknown men associated with a red Toyota Tacoma had cut the locks of a gate on the property and stolen a generator. When confronted by the male victim, the suspect shot at the victim, then fled the scene in the truck. The victim wasn't hurt. Sheriff's deputies and officers with California Highway Patrol responded. They located the suspect vehicle on Bear Road near Highway 299. Also, California Highway Patrol started a pursuit of the vehicle. During the pursuit, the suspects discarded a firearm from the vehicle. Deputies recovered it and continued the pursuit. The driver failed to negotiate a turn and was involved in a solo traffic collision. The suspects exiting the vehicle and fled on foot into a nearby wooded area. They were able to catch 26-year-old Trayton Hunt of McKinleyville on the 400 block of Old Dolly Varden Road. The driver remains at large. Humboldt County hands Arcata $400,000 in Homeless Emergency Aid Program funding. The funding awarded will be used to purchase and install 5 one-bedroom modular homes in the Arcata Mobile Home Park. Those homes will be used as permanent supportive housing for community members in need of housing. Humboldt County Democratic Party chair calling former Humboldt County Supervisor candidate Alan McCloskey a liar. The Redwood Times reporting McCloskey in his resignation letter recently from the county's Core Democratic Party Committee accused Committee Chair Robert Service of hiding finances and other members of playing down instances of sexual harassment. McCloskey claims he found a second set of financial books at the county's Democratic Central Committee office, which showed disparities in fund balances. He says when he brought the matter up, he was shot down. Service called McCloskey's accusations absolutely false. The NTSB and FAA have been on the site of the plane crash investigating the incident that killed two men in Curry County. Those two identified now as 71-year-old James Pennekoff of Crescent City, who was the pilot, also 62-year-old Charles Cressup of Smith River, California, the passenger. Next of kin notified. Today, Croman Aircraft out of Medford, Oregon, arrived and used a helicopter to lift the wreckage of the plane out of the area where it had crashed. The investigation into how the plane did crash is ongoing. Local jobless rate ticked up a tenth of a point last month in Humboldt County, 4.3% released by the Employment Development Department. February's revised rate, 4.2%. Last March, the rate was at a record low, 3.9%. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.